Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
We begin this afternoon with that grand jury hearing evidence in the hush money scandal involving ex-President Trump. They were expected to meet today. They usually meet on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday of each week. Not today. No idea why, but what we do know is that the jury isn't quite done interviewing folks before a decision is made on whether or not to indict. People with knowledge of the matter say the jury may hear from at least one more witness and that they might meet tomorrow to finish things up. It's their call. Criminal charges against Mr. Trump have been hotly anticipated since at least Saturday, when Trump himself on his social media page declared that he would be arrested yesterday. But again, the grand jury meets in secret, so nobody really knows. Still, law enforcement is planning as if an indictment could come at any time. Newsman Glenn Shuck this afternoon leading the broadcast at Trump Tower.
It seems there's police cars and flashing lights everywhere here in the area surrounding Trump Tower. And the Secret Service, in fact, setting up a command post at 55th between 5th and 6th to coordinate all this with the NYPD. There's even signs telling people that as they pass by, they could be subject to search by the Secret Service. Here's Mike, who works in the area.
I think it's necessary just in case anything pops off. And you know what? Better safe than sorry.
So when you see Secret Service, all that, you don't think this is, you know, some people are alarmed. Other people are like, they're glad they're here, et cetera, et cetera.
In this climate, I'm glad that we have protection in New York. That's all I can say.
Authorities monitoring online activity to try to keep ahead of where protests could pop up. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. At Trump Tower.
Stay with 1010 Wind for the very latest development. Meantime, there's a rapist on the loose in Brooklyn. Cops looking for a man who attacked a lady around 3 a.m. Saturday near Greenwood Cemetery on 27th and 5th Ave. Police say he showed up and tried to talk to the 49-year-old woman and then pushed her to the ground. He eventually pulled her into a nearby driveway and forcibly raped her, and when she refused to cooperate more, he punched her in the head and ran off eastbound on 27th. The victim was taken to a local hospital. Cops say the attacker had a medium build with short dark hair. He was also wearing a black bubble jacket, black shirt, blue jeans, and white sneaks. I want you to call Crime Stoppers if you know anything about this. 800-577-TIPS. Also on the crime blotter, cops looking for the man who allegedly stabbed a woman outside a laundromat in East Harlem. This happened last night, about 8:30. They say the 32-year-old woman was attacked in front of 1625 Lex. She was stabbed in the shoulder, telling police her attacker ran southbound on Lexington Avenue. Unclear if she knew this guy. So far, there have been no arrests. A new report from Senate Democrats says there is a drug shortage and is causing national security concerns. They say the shortage includes some key medicine for kids.
The shortage includes medications used to fight ADHD, and this woman says her son is having problems without Adderall.
He's struggling with the impulse control, the doing flips on the bus, the getting in trouble.
The report says medications used in hospital emergency rooms, cancer drugs, and children's cold and flu meds continue to run short and are causing delays in treatment and requiring the use of less effective alternatives. It suggests that Congress, the executive branch, and the pharmaceutical industry need to work together to solve this decades-old problem.
Yeah, they say the shortage is caused by economic drivers, reliance on foreign sources, and poor visibility of the drug supply chain. New York's largest healthcare provider just dropped its mask mandate. A number of places are lifting or modifying their COVID-19 pandemic restrictions. Well, Northwell Health now says face coverings are no longer required, except in certain instances, like when a staffer or a visitor or somebody interacts with a patient who might have a respiratory illness or they're immunocompromised. It comes 3 years after the start of the pandemic. Northwell said in a statement, the move is seen as an important milestone in our fight against this deadly disease. Before Tuesday, masks were required in all Northwell patient care areas. The restrictions were previously eased in non-clinical areas. Down at the UN, a three-day water conference starting up today, and globally, before the thing even gets started, good. They're already saying we're high and dry.
It's a problem that's growing worse.
10% of the global population currently lives in
areas that are high or critical water stress.
The UN's Richard Connor says many don't have access to safe drinking water or even basic sanitation. The report shows as cities continue to grow, governments must do more to invest in ways to secure clean water. Water usage has been increasing globally by about 1% per year over the last 40 years.
And in case you didn't know, today happens to be World Water Day. Pope Francis says water cannot and should not be wasted or used as an instrument of war.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.